And another thing, you're listening to KPCRadio.com. I'm James, with me is Robert.
Hello.
Today's a special episode. We're usually on Wednesdays at 12. We've been figuring out the schedule because it's the first week of the semester. Well, I guess it's the third now.
I think it's third for you guys.
Yeah, that's right.
Six for
Robert's
me.
At CSUN, so it's different for him. We are saying it's going to be Wednesdays at 12, but we didn't know what was going to happen today, so we're in the studio. So we're throwing up a special half-hour edition where we're just going to play around. Robert, you had something you wanted to mention, though,
yeah,
right?
I have a sad tribute to pay to
Harold Ramis.
Yes, Harold Ramis, one of my favorite writer, directors, actors.
In case you don't know who he is by name, everyone knows who he is by face. He's Egon in Ghostbusters.
In Ghostbusters, exactly. He wrote and directed many of my favorite comedies growing up. And
Caddyshack.
Yeah. Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day, it's a classic.
I think that's one of the best philosophically comedic films.
That's true.
I mean, so many of my professors have brought up that movie, and if I ever write anything in comedy, he will be one of the reasons why. So I want to say a sad tribute to Harold Ramis. He passed away today. Yeah, 69 was it? I don't know the. It was an illness, but I don't know.
Some autoimmune disease,
I think. But
it sounded horrific because he had it for a while and been battling it for a while. It sounded pretty bad.
Yeah, it was really sad. I found out because of Facebook posts.
Yeah, me too.
That's how you find out everything today.
Yeah, that's how we found out Philip Seymour Hoffman had died.
Yeah, I think if I get engaged, if I propose, my wife's going to put it on Facebook.
Well, that's
one
definite.
Day. That's probably going to happen.
That's how it happens.
But I'm going to kick it back to you so we can start this. I have no idea what James is going to toss my way today, so I'm excited.
Well, since it's a short show, we weren't really planning on having. What we're going to talk about today is the United States and how they're just too darn many states. Too many of them. We need to get rid of some of them. Now, when I was talking with my producer, and I did the math. For the first 200 years of the country, and I was telling my producer because he's into history. Not many people are into history, so this is probably going to be a boring part of the show.
No, I like history.
All right. Now, the first 200 years or so of the country, we had a new state about every 5 or 6 years. Now, that's just an average. Obviously, some people may remember from history, we used to get maybe a bunch of states at once. Obviously, we started with 13. So it's an average over the lifetime of the country. 5 or 6 years, we had a new state. You know, Missouri, Texas, Nebraska, all the way out to California. So in the last 60 years, how many new states have we had, Robert?
In the last 60 years?
Yeah, it's an easy question.
None.
None! We haven't had any! We're due 10 more states! Where are our 10 states? We need 10 more states to make up, so maybe we can invade Canada, I don't know. But we can talk about it at the end of the show. We're not talking about making more states today, we're talking about consolidating the states we have. Because if you ever looked at a map, and I love maps, I'm a big map nerd. If you looked at a map of the United States, you'd notice that on the East Coast, where the country, you know, quote, started, that's where the United States was founded. There's a lot of little states with these weird, irregular borders that are all crumpled together, yeah, like, you know, mushed up food. And then as you move out west, the borders become either more pronounced straight lines or longer rivers. You can see exactly why they chose that, like the Colorado River, the Rio Grande.
Right.
And then once you get to California, the states are just ginormous. Colorado, Nevada, California itself, they're just these giant states. That, especially, I'm talking about compared to like Rhode Island,
which
right?
is
barely a county. San Bernardino County, I think, is like 10 times bigger than Rhode Island.
Yeah.
So put that, stick that in your head for a minute. There are counties in California that are bigger than some states. So now you know how the government basically works for representation, right? You get
yes.
two senators and you get a bunch of congressmen based on population. So you're guaranteed two senators. Now, did you know, Robert, that there are still some states that have more senators than representatives?
No, I did not know.
I think there's four of them. I think it's like North Dakota, Rhode Island, Delaware, and I think there's another one in there, where they have two senators but one congressman. Now, to put that in perspective, I think California has about 50 representatives
wow.
out of the 435. There's 50 of them are just for California, so they make up a good portion of the room. So imagine that. You have one representative, one county, one district in your state, but two senators. Now, that's what I'm talking about when it's obvious your state is just too small. Now, do you think that is agreeable? The state's just too small. You need more people.
Honestly, I don't mind if I could. If you want to expand or combine states, I don't mind.
Well, good, because I'm going to be God in this scenario, and I'm going to start doing that.
Because will the this is just so funny. It's will the culture in that state remain the same?
Oh, that's a good point, because we're starting with a cultural state. We already call it New England. So, goodbye, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts. We all call... You even have one football team, the New England Patriots. Congratulations, your football fans have chosen it for you. You're now one state.
Is clam chowder still clam chowder?
Yeah, sure, why not? They're not making it out of oysters, are they?
Then you could do all that. I'm sure a lot of people in Vermont and Delaware and those areas...
Delaware is not in New England, but...
Where is Delaware?
It's next to Maryland.
It's next to Maryland. All right, I screwed up on that one.
New England is Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, Massachusetts,
they're
going to
be upset, because I saw this thing on History Channel where people from New Hampshire were upset at people from Massachusetts, particularly from those in Boston. Not everyone, obviously.
Yeah, and as we just said, there are so few of those people, we don't have to care.
Well,
the people you're talking about, that's like, what, 10? 10 of them are upset?
Right, they're going to
care.
That's
like half the state.
They're going to care, but if you're proposing this, obviously you don't have to.
Well, I'm a liberal elite in California, so obviously I tell what the rest of the country should do. That's how
right,
that works,
exactly.
Right? And I'm from New York, so I know both sides of the spectrum there. I'm an East Coast liberal and a West Coast liberal. Texas hates me, by definition.
We'll get to
Texas. Don't worry about that.
But I don't have a – right now, as you're proposing, I think because I'm having so much fun with this idea, I don't have a problem with it.
All right, okay, another reason for this is imagine the money, right? There is a governor, a state house, a legislature, a state senate, and departments of education and power, and all those things that go into a government. There are six of them in New England right now. You have Rhode Island, that is a county, basically, and it has a governor the same way Connecticut has a governor. Now, if that's just not too many governors, you get rid of five states, right? Because it's six becoming one, so you get rid of five of them. You got rid of five governors. That has to be at least a few million dollars in salary a year. Oh, look at the money I'm saving.
Okay.
Now you just can't argue with me. Now,
yeah, there you go.
Right.
I guess, right?
Now, this is the United States of James. That's what we're making here.
Yeah, that's... You're...
imagine I just saved you all the money. Now, and because not everyone likes maps the way I do... Look at how much easier it is to memorize the map. You didn't even know where Delaware was, so obviously, let's move down the line. We're going to get rid of Delaware. Now, should we make it part of Maryland, like I was saying? We should have a map in front of us so you could see us, but it's radio, so it doesn't matter.
I'm imagining it now.
Okay.
I lost Maryland.
All right.
We did skip Delaware.
One state. We did skip New Jersey. Now, my fellow New Yorkers, they're not going to like this, but New Jersey, New York is annexing that. Now, everyone who works in New York already lives in New Jersey anyway. That or they live in Connecticut, but we already gave that to New England.
So you want to combine them.
Yeah, and we're going to call it New York. We're really just erasing New Jersey because no one likes it and it smells.
So, yeah, that part that nobody likes that smells is now going to be a part of New York.
That's right. So all New Jersey.
Maybe New Yorkers will have a problem with that.
Well, New Yorkers won't care because they actually have lives.
Yeah.
So they're not really going to notice.
Touché.
The New Jersey people, they're going to care, but they're represented by the guys in the Jersey Shore, so obviously no one cares about them. The only good thing that came out of New Jersey was Kevin Smith, guy who wrote Clerks, right?
He
lives in L.A. now, so what's up with that?
Well, what about state laws?
Well, they're mostly the same everywhere anyway, right? It's not like in New England, Vermont is for gay marriage, but Massachusetts hates it.
And yeah, I guess.
That's what I'm saying about the culture anyway. They're already one state.
That's a regional thing.
Yeah.
That's a regional thing.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. True. So,
I'm sure a political scientist
or a
political theorist, let's say that.
Yeah, even that one stretches
okay,
the word.
Okay, fine. Whatever you add whatever you want to the end of that word. Or a sociologist. Or an anthropologist will bring up some, or an economist will bring up some issue in the long run when they send you hate mail. But until they do that, I want to hear what else you have for
all right,
a proposition.
So what have we done? We've gotten rid of six states. We should be keeping a list somewhere. We got rid of six states. I've just said, who's the governor of New Jersey anyway? Chris Christie, right?
Yes.
Who wouldn't want to get rid of him? Gone. Pennsylvania, I'm going to let it stay the same because I don't really have too many strong opinions about Pennsylvania either way. Philadelphia's great. Ben Franklin was there, started the country there technically, so I let Philadelphia slide. Now we get to what's underneath Philadelphia, and let's see how good you are in your match in your head.
No, I think Ohio, is it?
Oh my God.
West Virginia?
That is so... Okay, you got one.
West Virginia.
And Virginia. We skipped Maryland just for now, but that's just for now. So we're on to Virginia and West Virginia. Do you know why there is a West Virginia? And this is the great ironies of American history. I love it.
Was there some disagreement?
Oh, yeah. It was the Civil War. No, we're going to get a lot of hate mail for this one. If we had fans anyway, we would.
You're right.
Now, Virginia wanted slaves, and West Virginia apparently was the liberal part of Virginia and said, we don't want slaves, we want to be part of the North. And so they split for that very reason. Virginia used to just be one big state. There was no West Virginia. So that's the irony, because now Virginia is a pretty cool place, and West Virginia is, you know, just rednecks everywhere.
So was it? Are they separated by a type of a certain
the
river?
The Appalachian Mountains, I believe. There's a river that goes through, but it's mostly the a mountain range, I believe. And also a few chromosomes split the two.
Wow. Low blow. So,
I'll let you decide which one is the deficient one.
So anyway,
Virginia, 160. No, it's way more than that. No, it's about 160. That's the Civil War. 150, 160 years. Get over it. You're now Virginia again. Congratulations, till death do you part or another Civil War. So now no more West Virginia. What is that, seven we're at?
Yeah.
All right.
You've just X'd out.
All right. We're on a roll here, aren't we? All right. So now what's next? We have Maryland, like I said. Obviously, Delaware just folds right into Maryland. Because if you look like Maryland, Delaware kind of look like Lego bricks. One just kind of clicks into the other at that right angle.
Yeah, it's
there.
A puzzle piece.
Yeah. So, no, we don't care about that. You're gone. Delaware, you're now power metal. Maryland. Maryland, as we all know, because everyone's a history buff like me, is named after Queen Mary. We don't have queens in America, so you're gone. You're now part of Virginia.
Okay,
wait, that's named after a queen, too.
Wow.
So we got to get rid of the name. So now you're just going to be called Almost South.
Wow, that's great.
Because
you're going to call a state Almost South?
That's right, because they have nothing else going for them other than you could call them Tobacco, but I thought that'd be a little bit too
nobody
corporate.
Likes Almost. Nobody likes Almost.
No one likes these states.
I'm Almost South. That's what we wanted to reach.
They're partner.
And we didn't get it.
All right, we'll call it Mason-Dixon.
Why
don't
you just call it Virginia?
Because it's named after a queen.
You said we didn't have queens.
That's why we have to change the name
to Virginia.
That's the named after a queen.
That too?
Yeah, because it's named after the Virgin.
Oh,
I think that was. I think
well, then
Mary
what would you
Virginia.
Do? Oh well, no, I'm not going to even go there.
We have more states to get to,
okay.
Boy.
All right, I'm not going to go there.
What's below Virginia?
What's below Virginia? Is it one of the Carolinas?
There you go. Well, which one would it be?
North Carolina.
There you go. North Carolina, South Carolina. They didn't even split because of the Civil War. They were already South and North Carolina, and they were both Southern states. Why are they two different states? No one knows. No one cares. Congratulations. You're now Carolina.
I thought you said you knew history.
Yep. Okay.
I'm sure there's a reason for it.
Because they were founded by two different corporations in colony. Two different colonies started. And they both wanted to be named after, I think, another queen or some royal. Regardless, no one cares today.
Right.
So congratulations, you're Carol. We could just rename them Hurricane. I don't care. I mean, that's not the point. All right, what's next to South Carolina? Georgia.
Okay.
Georgia, Alabama, then Mississippi. You're now called, all three of you, Intolerance.
Wow. Okay. There you go.
Now,
who's from those states here? Is our producer from those states?
And I'm actually, this is the first split, I think. We're going to split Florida. It's not going to be like splitting Florida into two different states. We're just going to take the top half, which is Ocala and north. I don't know if you know much about Florida.
I don't.
But if you start in Miami, the farther you go north, the more south you become. I'm sure you've heard that joke.
Well, yeah, is it Flagstaff? No.
Well, Flagstaff was one of the older
states. It's closer to
right.
Mississippi.
Jacksonville, Tallahassee, yeah. Those are all in the north. So about Ocala and north, you're part of Intolerance. You're now part of Mississippi through Georgia. And the lower Florida, you can just keep calling itself Florida. It can rename itself Hurricane, too. I don't care. We're not really cared about the names right now. How many states have I eliminated so far? I think at least
a
dozen.
10.
10 to 12 we have eliminated. How many billions of dollars did I just save the American people so far?
Unbelievable amounts.
We could fund.
You need to run for something.
We could fund almost all of the original Obamacare, which we all know was called the Republican health care plan of the 90s.
And that's another issue for
another day. Okay, so here we're going to go right back to all the way back to, I think it was 1804, something like that, the Louisiana Purchase. We skipped a few states in the middle, but we'll come back around. Don't worry about that. Now, when Jefferson, I believe, bought the Louisiana Purchase from Napoleon, it was a lot of land. You remember seeing those maps in history classes? Like half of what America would eventually become?
I remember seeing maps. That's one thing.
It was like way bigger than what the United States already was. So this one purchase almost doubled the land of the United States. So it went from Louisiana through Arkansas, following the Mississippi and Missouri rivers, all the way up to Montana. Now, should we make that all one state?
I don't think so.
No, you're right. Now we have cultural differences. New Orleans is nothing like St. Louis. You can say that as much.
Are you talking about St. Louis, Missouri?
Yeah.
Okay, because there's the St. Louis, Louisiana, but it's smaller.
Is there really? Well, that's fine. There's.
I'm sorry.
Well, let's just mention.
You
the
could even say New Orleans
world.
Is. Knowing people that are from there,
yeah.
New Orleans is nothing like Baton Rouge, which is in, I think, north.
I don't know much about the South. I lived there for a little bit, but I tried to get out as fast as I could.
New Orleans should be its own
state.
So
I'm sure they're really happy I'm deciding their
future. They should be their own state.
All right, Louisiana will be its own state. Because it just it looks funny, and I think I like to keep it that way. So we have above that is Arkansas, then Missouri. I think those can be the same state. There's really no difference there. I drove through there. It's basically just a bunch of empty farms next to a river where they have their cities. So we're gonna rename Arkansas, Missouri, and no, not Iowa, because we get to a difference there in Iowa. So Arkansas and Missouri now become just Mississippi. Remember, we can do that now because Mississippi's now intolerance.
Yeah, right. And I love how the litmus test is that you drove through it. I drove through there. There is nothing.
This is my scenario. It's United
That's
States
true.
Of James.
You
I am Lewis and Clark. I don't know which one you'd want to be, Lewis or Clark.
I'm
James. You're Lewis and Clark. There's now three people. I guess that makes me Sacagawea.
You can. It's your right. It is your state. It is your United
Kentucky
state.
And Tennessee. Have you ever looked at a map? If those aren't two Lego pieces that want to be snapped together, I don't know what is. They're now Tanucky. Because that
Great.
Just sounds hilarious. Kentucky itself sounds hilarious. And the only reason we do not think it's just a funny word is because we like chicken and we're just used to saying Kentucky Fried Chicken.
What
if you just think of the word on itself, Kentucky? You have to go back to 100 years, 200 years and say, wait, you want to call your state what? That's a funny word.
Tennessee's funny too.
Yeah, that's where we're going to combine them. So we're going to call them Tanucky.
Okay.
And that takes care of that. Above that is Indiana, Ohio, okay, and Illinois. Now, we're going to take that entire thing, and we're just going to call it Chicago.
Because
that's the only thing that even matters in all those three states. No one else cares about anything. Everyone in those three states just measures how they are as compared to how close they are to Chicago. So no one cares. I mean, Indianapolis and Cleveland, get over yourselves. Come on. No one cares.
I think we have to delete this episode if we're going to go go national.
We got 10 minutes and we have way more to do.
Okay,
all right, so we got Michigan. Everyone knows the funny state Michigan. It's actually two different states, right? That's obvious. We're splitting that up. The mitt part of Michigan, which is the southern part, we're going to call that failure. And that's not for the people there. That's because of the government. We're making fun of the government here because they failed their people. So I'm trying to incite anger in that place. You know, rise up. Detroit, there's a funny picture I saw once of Hiroshima and Detroit in the 1940s. One was obviously flattened because of an atomic bomb, and one was a thriving city because of the auto industry. And then Detroit and Hiroshima today. Hiroshima is a thriving city with a great economy, and Detroit looks like it was bombed by an atomic bomb.
Wow, that's really
It's pretty sad.
Sad.
So maybe we don't want to call it failure because the people say, oh, that's us. No, it's your government. You need to rise up and take Detroit back because we have abandoned Detroit, and that's just no good. See, I'm here to help the people.
Yeah, you have that was an interesting
reason.
I'm
here to help the people.
I like that one.
So we need to get some notice that we need to, because we have our own little third world country in the United States, and it's called Detroit, and we need to help it. I'm not joking about this one. But still, it's funny anyway because we're doing all this funny stuff. Right? That makes up for it, right?
Yeah, I think that's
a
good
sure.
reason.
Anyway, so the second part, the top part, which is like the spine coming out of Minnesota, that's now part of Minnesota. And Minnesota, we're not going to really rename because no one really cares about it because no one really knows about it. It's up there somewhere and no one really cares. I think it has like St. Paul or Minnesota, St.
The
Paul.
Mall of America.
Minneapolis? Minnesota, right?
Minneapolis.
See, I don't know, and I care, and I don't even care, so no one cares. That's my logical proof of why no one cares about Minnesota, because I don't even care, and if I don't care, no one cares.
It's a great state.
It's the United States of James. Okay, what's underneath Minnesota? I'm all doing this from memory. You should be impressed with my map skills.
I don't know what's underneath Minnesota.
I think it's Iowa. Iowa, we're going to rename to corn, because I've known people from Iowa, and that's what they say it should be called. It's just corn.
That's what they want.
No, it's a joke. I've known people from Iowa, and that's what they say. It's just miles and miles of corn. There's nothing there to
do.
So we're just going to call Iowa corn. It gets to stay Iowa. So good for them. North Dakota, South Dakota, again, just like North and South Carolina. Are you kidding me? Congratulations, you're now Dakota. Get over yourselves. In fact, I'm so over them that Kansas and Nebraska, congratulations, you're all Dakota now.
So, yay. Wow, that's you're combining for...
Just a big, giant chunk right there in the middle of the country from the
top
all the way down
the top. We need to keep a tally chart of this. Like, how many have you cut down?
I don't know. I think I'm up to about 15.
I think by the end of this, you'll get to 20 states that we actually have. Or...
Imagine how many I will have cut all the state governments by half. That's a good goal. All right. I think I left Oklahoma in there. I think I'm just going to make that part of Texas because, to me, Texas looks funny. And I don't really care about Texas anyway, so I know they don't care. So Oklahoma, you're now part of Texas. I'm sure they'll all love that. Let's see. That brings us to we're finally in the western part of the country. We're going to leave Texas alone, by the way, except for the Oklahoma. We're not going to split it or anything. That's what I mean, because I've met people from different parts of the state, and they all kind of suck equally. Except for Austin. That's the only time I ever hear liberals saying, well, if you have to live in Texas, you got to live in Austin. But I've seen the maps, man. It's in, like, in the middle of the state. So the only way you can split it out is by making, like, an enclave where there is just that state surrounded by
it's a circle.
And that's how they feel already. So I'm like, you got to grin and bear it, guys. You're in Texas. I'm sorry. We can't save you.
Yeah,
Superman comes by and rips you out of the ground and moves you to L.A., maybe. But for now.
Reminds me of an episode of Family Guy. I'm just going to say
everything
that.
Can be an episode of Family Guy because they've touched on everything so far.
Yeah.
Don't you distract me with Family Guy.
Okay,
so now where are we? I think we're up to Wyoming and Colorado. Those are the two squares. Pretty much everyone knows them because they're the square states.
Beautiful places.
They are beautiful places.
I've been
but
there.
Most of the time, most people don't know which one is which, so we're going to combine them. So now they're not going to be square states anymore. They're going to be this little Tetris-looking state.
What would you call them?
I haven't decided. I think because I don't like the name Wyoming because it sounds funny. I think we'll just call it all Colorado.
Okay.
Does that sound all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, why not? I don't know, because I'm running out of ideas for state names so far. Montana and Idaho. You've got to be kidding me there. Idaho? Who cares about Idaho? The best thing about Idaho is Napoleon Dynamite. That should be a hint your government's done for. Goodbye. You're now part of Montana. Can you think of anything else anyone cares about? And if you say potatoes, I'll slap you.
No, I just... Having been there, I thought it was beautiful, but I guess that's
not... I'm not saying any of these states are not beautiful.
But you think that they should be combined.
We're talking about governments here, man.
Okay.
And identities. I mean, do you really need to call yourself an Idahoan or whatever? You're Montana. Goodbye. You know, we don't need Idaho.
Okay.
Washington and Oregon, you're all green and wet and high.
Moist.
So, very good. Good word for... I'm sure they'd love that. So, Washington, Oregon, they get combined. We're going to call them pot. That sounds good for them. That brings us to Nevada... And Utah.
Does Las Vegas get its own state?
I was actually thinking about that, because when we get to Nevada, it's like, who cares about Nevada? I mean, there's nothing there except Las Vegas. So we're going to take the tiny chunk that is Las Vegas, we're going to call it Sin, and
okay.
We're just going to leave that there, and we'll let it have its own state government, because we probably shouldn't trust anyone from there anyway, so if they screw up, at least they'll just be screwing up themselves.
Oh, so then
the rest of Nevada and Utah, they'll be combined, and we'll call them Mormon.
Okay.
Arizona and New Mexico. Now, I like there was a good show called The Critic. Now, when the main guy in there was running for president, he had a great idea. New Mexico, we're giving you back to old Mexico. So I don't know. I don't know if I want to go that far, though, because then that just turned into a cartel or something like that. Well, they already have anyway, because we've seen Breaking Bad. So
you call New Mexico Heisenberg.
that's actually good. Should we include? My point is, should we include Arizona in this? No one likes Arizona. No one that matters. Anymore,
I guess
right?
You would have to.
So, the point is to get rid of useless governments, redundant governments.
Right.
Is there anything that can happen in New Mexico that doesn't really reflect Arizona anyway?
I'm not sure.
They hate
you
Mexicans
would, I'm
in
defer
Arizona.
To you.
They hate Mexicans in New Mexico. Isn't that irony? The police are completely corrupt in both states. They're both just big red blotches. I mean, have you ever driven through these states?
I've driven through Arizona.
Yeah, well, congratulations. You've driven through New Mexico. They're the same thing. So we're just going to call them Mesa. That's the actual geographic name, Mesa. Because that sounds cool. I like a Mesa. You know what a Mesa is?
No.
It's like a mountain that has the top shaved off. It's a flat.
Oh.
Mesa means table.
Oh, I didn't know.
Anyways. Okay, now we're at the big meat and potatoes. We're at California, and we got a couple minutes. We got 2 minutes left. We're talking about California. We're not going to do any of this crap with six states. Have you seen that petition going around?
Yes.
All right.
No splitting it.
The way that thing's been split is because they wanted extra Republican states for extra Republican senators. I obviously don't like Republicans, so we're going to split the state, but we're going to split it my way. Santa Cruz, which is what is that bay called? Monterey, right? Monterey Bay.
I'm not sure.
Monterey Bay and north, that is Northern California. Because when I drive up the state, that's when I feel like I'm in Northern California. You know, so that would be Monterey, I guess, would be included. So Carmel and below would be Southern California.
So for this one, you want to – it's interesting. For this state, you want to split them into
two. I do, because California is way too big. And just like we're talking about culturally, there is just no similarity between San Francisco and Los Angeles other than they have buildings. That's the only similarity between those two cities. So we need to split that. And then finally, we can. And actually, Southern California is going to be called California, by the way, because that's a cool name, and I want it where all the cool beaches and bikinis are. And in Northern California, we're going to call that Google, because supposedly that's who owns it by now anyway.
Oh, I'm sure they would love that.
I'm sure they would love
that.
They
would
too.
Love it.
All right, and my producer's signaling at me. I think we only got a few more seconds left. So, Robert, what do you think of my plan? I think I got rid of about 20 governments there. Do you think that's a good plan?
I think you're in big trouble. I think you're going to get a lot of mail.
Well, let's hope so. That'll at least get our ratings boosted. All right. Robert, you got anything you want to end with there?
No, I just have a nice day, everyone.
All right. Thank you. You've been listening to KPCRadio.com. I'm James.
I'm Robert.
I'll catch you Wednesday at 12. Remember our actual time. Thank you.